This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
Markets remained strong last week despite challenges overseas. Politically, South Korea's president facing impeachment after briefly enacting martial law, and France prime minister ousted following a no-confidence vote, not to mention the fall of Syrian government. A lot going on around the world, plus Fed Chairman Jerome Powell commented that the economy looks stronger now. It allows the Fed to take a more cautious approach to interest rates. Markets have been pricing in nearly a 75% chance rate cut in the next Federal Open Market Committee, or FOMC, meeting on December 17th. OPEC planning to delay the increase in oil output until April. That is, crude oil prices have been struggling recently. Group concerned that higher production amid weak demand would put additional pressure on prices. And USDA out with the release on updated net farm income, forecasting a decline compared to last year. Specifically for cotton, 24-25 marketing year, merchants sold 170,700 upland bales, shipping 157,000, according to the latest export sales report. This is Growing Cotton.